Action Park Media.
Get a mic check here. 1, 2, 1, 2. Episode 8, Quick Shift Pod.
Quick Shift.
Forecheck, back check, paycheck.
Ooh, what is that?
Put it on a t-shirt.
Forecheck, back check, paycheck. Check.
Interesting.
Yeah, makes sense, right?
Makes sense.
So Kevin has, we're going to start, Scotty, with, it's very topical. Kevin has been doing some research, early morning phone calls on the West Coast.
Making some calls.
Getting into it. Yeah. What do you got?
We got a bunch of things today. It's kind of Bruins heavy, and that wasn't on purpose. They've just been making a lot of noise, a lot of things going around the Bruins franchise. So a lot of Bruins stuff.
Like what?
Like what? Yeah.
Pasta got his 50th.
Okay.
Good fight in the Tampa Bay game with Big Rig.
All right.
Another guy that you don't have any reason to be calling him Big Rig because you don't know him.
Well, that's off of Sean's roster.
Whoa.
It's Sean's boy.
I mean, that's his nickname is Big Rig, is it not?
Well, let's just make the transition quickly.
Let's get right into it.
Okay. Yeah.
So the first thing is we had the discussion the other night about nicknames, who can use them, who can't use them. And
by the way, we started with you
saying warmies.
Yeah, yeah. And just can I digress for a second? Scotty has sleepy eyes.
Yeah, he said that right before we record. He goes, bro, you sleep last night? You got sleepy eyes. Can't say that before going into a recording. Get in my head.
A little early. I think you look all right.
It's like a chirp in warmies to get in my head.
Okay.
It's like chirping them in warmies before the game even starts. You're skating by each other at the center ice.
He's trying to get me off my game.
Especially when
you were
just
known for that, weren't you?
Well, yeah, and I would really throw him off his game because that's his like favorite time. Right. So he doesn't want any controversy in warmies.
No.
He just wants to chill.
I'm trying to work on my toe drag, backhand toe drag.
He's looking at the crowd. He's like you're living in the moment.
The last thing I want is number 16 skating up anything.
During warmies.
Damn right.
Damn right.
So the first thing we have is coincidentally enough, Feidelberg from Barstool kind of had a take on nicknames.
I love Feidelberg, and I've seen this clip, and I just fucking couldn't agree with the guy more than I agree with
Feidelberg. Fight's kind of, he lives on his own island a little bit. Like, he's a Barstool guy, but he's really got, he's got some individuality.
He's an
individual.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's looking a little.
Does he have sleepy eyes? Or does he got more going on?
Yeah.
Where does he do? Is he doing this? Is he in the office?
I think he's at his apartment.
He might be at his apartment, ready to fire. Something rubbed him the wrong way.
All right.
All right, here we go.
There are two kinds of nicknames in this world. There are the ones that are universally accepted. Everyone from your mom to the New York Times to the guys on the team calls these guys this. David Ortiz is Poppy is an example. David Pastrnak is Pasta is another one. Everyone calls him that. Then there are like the nicknames that just the guys in the locker room use. Most of the fans don't use it. Certainly no one in the press box uses it. And I'm watching the NHL Network right now. We're in New York. We have the broadcast here. And the first intermission, fucking guys who went to broadcasting school are referring to players like they're boys.
Wow.
It's infuriating, and it's rampant across the hockey community. If you're a former player, it's one thing. If you're a current player, it's one thing. All that shit's different. I'm talking about the guys who just fucking worn suit for 20 years. Don't call Linus Allmark Ully. Don't call Andre Vasilevsky Vassy. Don't call Marchie and Bergie and all that shit. You're not on the fucking team. The only guys who calls Linus Allmark Ully are the guys who wear like a spoke B. The guys who are in the locker room. No one calls him Ully. It's fucking insane. You sound ridiculous. You sound ridiculous.
You sound ridiculous.
All right.
Feidelberg, 100% right.
How does that sit with you?
I think he's like 90% right.
How so? He said.
I think so. When you're,
how can you be 90% right?
Because when I don't
you're
agree,
either fucking right or
no, the whole narrative.
No, I think the common fan. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be calling Bergeron.
Common fan.
Are you not a common fan?
No, I'm not. I'm not a common fan. I played the game my whole life. My dad had me in skates before I could walk.
Best roller hockey player in Los Angeles.
Correct. Okay. All right.
Active.
Can I continue, please?
Yeah. Sure.
I agree with him. The common fan probably shouldn't do it, but as a broadcaster, sometimes it just flows off the tongue more naturally.
If you are a broadcaster, it's a little quicker than going Marshan. No. If you are a broadcaster, that is just a broadcast guy.
Uh-huh.
Great job, great gig. You cannot be dropping things like Ulzi.
I think it was Ulzi. That's insane.
I'm sorry.
I agree. That's insane.
Feidelberg's right.
But I also think it has a lot to do with how good the player is. If the player is a stud, he gets the Y at the end of it. He gets a lot more leeway with the nickname. If you're just an average player...
No, you don't ever refer to Gretz as Gretz. Okay.
Well, I mean, he's the great one. That's really going like to the
But
end
I'm
of
saying
the
like maybe
Well, he actually isn't. He isn't like the guys in the room, they don't call Gretz the great one. Hey, the great one, can you throw the tapes?
Of course.
It's like, "Hey Gretz, can you throw the tape?"
I can only think of one, and it's Ovi.
Right?
He's definitely in the A-Rod, in the Poppy.
I would feel comfortable calling him Ovi. Yes. But outside of that, it gets super dicey from there.
Right. So you did a little bit more research.
Yeah. Well, because we talked about, you know, the nicknames and but I got some clarity. I spoke to one of the current New York Islanders. Oh. Just to get a little clarity on it.
Early morning call. Yeah.
And I said, look, I got to move this off the text. You got 60 seconds to jump on the phone and we could just clear this up. We'll get through this a lot quicker. So the way that his understanding of the way it works is that you have to kind of be buddies with somebody in order to drop that nickname, even if you're in the league. So in other words, you know, Matt Martin, for example, I don't know that he's going to say to Patrick Kane, what's up, Kaner? I don't
see, like, Kaner is one of those guys. He's so elite where you call him Kaner.
No, you can't call him Kaner.
Why?
You call him Patrick.
No.
Yeah. No, if you met him in person.
You call him Patty Kane, but Kaner.
I mean, it depends on the introduction.
You would probably be walking up to him cold, like, hey.
Never. Never.
All right.
You walked up to him and be like, hey, what's up, Kaner? Nice to meet you. Would you do that?
No, but I mean, if like we're at a bar and having some beers and I'm with some people who know him already, yeah.
It's almost as bad as walking up to Kevin if you don't know him and calling him E.
Well, that happens all the time.
No, I'm sure. Not that bad. It'd be calling him Cons. If you're not boys with Kevin, you can't call him Cons.
It is strange when somebody that I don't know calls me Cons.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it's perfect, very common. But all my friends call me Cons. But if sometimes somebody will call me Cons, I'll be like, that was weird.
Here's a perfect example, though. When we're playing roller hockey in Mar Vista, I heard people say Cons multiple times on the bench.
Well, they're in a team environment. You're on the team. You don't see, that's the irony in you. You don't even understand. You just tripwired yourself.
He's dead serious. You would call him Kaner, like... Let's say you end
up. If we're sharing a couple beers and it's that kind of environment, sure. If it's a one-time thing where I'm walking up to him for the first time ever, I'm not going, like, Kaner, nice to meet you.
That's like calling a woman baby on the first date.
Let's say Sean knows Kaner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hey, Scotty, come meet us. We're at wherever having a drink.
Yeah.
We're at the Nice Guy.
Yep.
Come by for a drink. You get one beer in. You'd be like, hey, Kaner, what are you drinking?
Yeah, because I think it'd be funny.
No, I would say, you know what, Scotty? That was really
that
outside
was out
the
line.
Lines. This is my friend. I call him Patty. Like, Patty is a stretch. Like, hey, Pat, Patty. You know, not Kaner.
But you guys are taking this to the end of the spectrum where it's like meeting him in person. If I'm watching a highlight package.
Even worse.
Or he scores on the TV and I go, oh, good fucking shot, Kaner.
You don't know.
Why not?
You
guys, that's crazy.
You guys are like old men on the porch right now. Why not?
All right.
You're taking all the fun out of the game.
Has anyone ever told Austin Matthews that if he didn't have a jersey on, he would look like a wild character in some sort of fucking sitcom?
He's awesome, though. That mustache is great.
And that, you know, his hair is receding. I mean, you can start to see it.
Yeah.
Or he's had some plugs put in. I don't know. But that fucking mustache and the chunky face.
So the reason I put the pictures up is I want to just grab your guys' nicknames for these guys. So it's a little quick rapid fire.
Are we talking about what we would call him or what the teammates call him?
Teammates. What
do you
teammates
think
would call him?
Matthews is a tough one to translate.
Well, I would call him Dirt.
Dirt.
Yeah.
I like that.
He just...
Okay. This is Anders Lee, Islanders captain. You know what his nickname is?
What captain.
Leezy.
Leezy. Okay. That would have been a guess.
Confirmed.
That would have been a guess.
Leezy.
Rolls off
we
the
We thought
tongue.
Maybe it was Cap.
Who's this guy?
Clayton Keller.
Kelsey.
Ooh.
Kelly?
Eek.
Kelly. Eek.
Kelly, Kelsey.
CK.
Zegras.
Zeegs.
Maybe just Z.
What's his first name? Z works, but unfortunately, Z has been taken
by Zdeno Chara. Yeah,
right.
Correct.
But,
well, right, Z. You can't have two
Z's. Sorokin confirmed.
Wait, let me
Roki.
Guess. I knew it.
You knew it?
Yeah. See, my intelligence on this stuff you is felt high. That? You're hockey part of the IQ? Game, baby.
Yeah.
Part of the game.
Roki.
So Matt said that it's 90% why. 90% of the time it's a why. And then there are,
Rokes.
Like Clutterbuck would be clutter.
Yeah.
Or and Zekas would be Zeker, but not Cluddy. It's clutter. And it just sort of happens, but it's 90% with the why.
Yeah. And we'll move off of it after
Ikes?
This. Eichel, Ikes,
Jackie Baby.
No, but
he's in Vegas, bro. Jackie Baby.
I would only refer to him as Jackie Baby. Hey, this is my friend Jackie Baby. We're in Vegas. You ever see Casino?
Of course.
Okay.
No, but what when you're in the locker room and that's
Jackie
like,
Baby?
Yo, sick pass,
sick
Jackie
pass,
Baby.
sick pass, Jackie Baby.
What did they call you? Were you Aves?
Okay. Well, I have a great story about this. I nicknamed myself in Detroit.
Of course,
A Dog.
A Dog. Okay.
Self-proclaimed nickname.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then.
I want to be called A-Dog.
Yeah. I think I kind of wrote it on the board. Or I told Scotty Bowman, like, he asked me, what's your nickname? Scotty was crazy. He'd ask, A-Dog. So then I end up getting traded and end up playing with Luke Robitaille in L.A. And he took it upon himself to rename me Puppy. Because I went from A-Dog. Like,
to a puppy.
Yeah.
Right.
And that was my nickname in L.A. And Luke, if I still see him, even though he's banned me from all...
Did anyone ever shorten it to Pups?
I'm sure there was a Pups thrown in there.
I like Pups.
But,
yeah.
Well, what Matt was saying was that you almost have to be friends. You have to be buddies with that person. So like Nick Leddy, for example, who got traded to St. Louis. Very popular. Uh-huh. He was very popular on the island with the team.
Yeah.
Leds.
Okay.
Okay?
Leds.
Maybe Leds could now, in warmies... Uh-huh. Look, skate by Barzell and call him Barzy.
Yeah.
But hell would freeze over before I ever used the
Barzy's
word.
Barzy's a weird one.
Well, that's his nickname. That's what they call him. But like, I would never say, yo, hey, man, great to see you, Barzy. You'd be like a fucking clown to do that, in my opinion.
Yeah, letter. I'd go letter.
But you could do it. But you could do it if you played with them and he's really your buddy. You go nicknames.
Yeah. Oh,
Reeves?
Oh, Jesus
Revo.
Christ. This is almost comical at this point. Like, does anyone believe this bit?
What bit?
This bit.
You think he's just doing it for attention?
Yeah.
What do you mean, bro? He's snorting him.
Watch.
Sniffing something.
Watch.
It's also like he's going to
watch. Oh, you got a cocktail, bro? You didn't like that one?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. It was also Vic's VapoRub.
Was it?
Yeah.
He threw up?
So the thing there is, like, Reeves also isn't, he's not going on the ice for a good four shifts. Why does he got to get jacked up right there?
It's a good question.
You know?
It's a great
question.
I get
it if you're a first, second liner, you're going right out onto the ice, a little pick-me-up.
He's anchoring for his next gig. You know, he's lining up his TNT gig.
By the way, he'd probably be pretty good on TNT.
Brian, it's a stretch run. We're not easing you in. Biz goes first.
Revo, I'm surprised you got a shirt on right
now. See, like, this is acceptable, banter.
Biz has seven career goals. It's a stretch.
Hey, actually, the fans at home want to know, did you draw
on
that hairline this morning with a Sharpie or what?
No, what do you mean, a fresh haircut? That's a weekend, too. That's just me finding a good barber.
Okay, buddy. But on a serious note, last summer, broadcast we had you on, you almost decapitated Ronick. What do you got planned for the fans at home tonight?
Hey, you never know. Maybe another decapitation.
By the way, that's a very distracting logo on that.
I was just gonna say that. What the fuck? It's like a medical company, I'm assuming.
Very distracting. Very distracting.
That's weird.
It's weird.
So we were talking about Biz yesterday.
Yeah. I asked,
is he allowed to drop Y nicknames on TNT?
100%.
It's a stretch. It's a stretch.
If anybody can do it, Biz and maybe Anson.
Has Biz ever played in an NHL playoff game?
I mean, he was on the Coyote, maybe with Pittsburgh.
We should check that, because if he hasn't, he shouldn't be allowed to do the playoffs for TNT.
Listen, this is a tricky one for a guy that's a non-player.
Yeah.
You know, Biz still did make it to the show. And this is what we were talking about yesterday. Sean wants to break down his goals. I'm uncomfortable doing that because...
I want to watch his seven goals.
Does being like king of the culture have any mustard here?
Yes.
Of course it does,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Maybe he's got better accolades off the ice, but what he's done is pretty impressive.
What the fuck does that mean, king of the culture? Because my king of the culture is Brendan Shanahan, who told me, never have less than 400...
By the way, can you use Shanny?
Shanny?
Can you use Shanny? That might be a fair one.
Why is that?
Grandfathered. He's been around.
He might
so
be grandfathered long. Into where maybe you call. How about this? Chelly. I'd call Chelios Chelly. Dylan calls him Chelly.
He is Chelly.
Then Dylan doesn't know anything.
See, you guys are you're going backwards on your
no, own. No. Here's why.
No.
Chelly. Chelly is a proprietor of chili that's called Chelly's Chili.
So it's a branding thing.
Chelly transcends to where you could call him Chelly.
I agree.
I'll die on that.
All right. So
what are these fucking jerseys?
What's the old school Whalers?
It's the old school Whalers. I got it at the end of the package. So final say on Biz. He's allowed to drop the nickname.
I think 100% Biz can drop nicknames.
I think so too. But I think anyone can.
Right, Scotty. You open it. You think Stockton Dave can do that?
That's a stretch.
You don't. You're not sold on it.
I've stated my piece.
Okay. Moving on. Pasta gets...
Hold on 1 second. Hold on, because I want to ask a question. So you're out and about. You're at a restaurant in New York City, and you turn around and you bump into Lundquist. Hank?
Hank is
but that's acceptable, I guess, right?
Well, but Hank is Henrik, like Hank. It's like...
Right.
Like
that's his name.
It's like, what do you call somebody that's name's Richard?
Rick.
You call him Dick.
Dick. Right.
You know?
Right, not so Richie. Hank is different.
You know, but that's what we called Hank. Hank, and everyone calls him Hank. Some people call him the King.
Yeah.
If you want to call somebody the King,
you
like
can do that.
If you see Hank out on the streets and you yell out of the third story window, which I've seen happen, the King.
You'd sooner hear me say Barzy than he called Lundquist the King.
And it's the King, not just King.
It's the King. Wow. Why?
I don't know.
It's like, what are you going to bow to the guy?
Right.
Well, he's the King.
He's the King with no cups.
That's a good point.
What was that, Dave? 4 playoff games.
Got it. 20, got it.
Inside 2010.
Inside the box was
nice
stocky.
Pull. Hey, how many points did he have, Dave? All right.
15 pims. Pims. Pimmies?
Not great to take penalties in playoffs. But
yeah, but true. Sometimes got to get a little physical.
He's got to play his role, right?
Yeah.
Physical.
All right.
All right. Pasta. With 50.
Oh, let's see fine. Pasta's 50th.
Yeah, good. Goal scorers find ways to score. Like, they just have that touch. Like, this is just crazy. Look at this. I mean, you know, goalie's nervous. He doesn't know what he's getting. Could be getting a backhand shelf, cross body. It doesn't matter.
Right, it's a Chinese menu there. Could be anything.
Yeah, anything.
I don't know that I would call him Pasta if I was introduced to him.
I would call him David.
I would call him David, too. I think Pasta is more like ostentatious than calling him like Pasty or something. I don't know.
I thought he's one of your own.
He is one of my own.
I guess if you're a fan and you're at like whatever TD Garden, where do they play? TD Garden? Are they still there?
Yeah, TD Garden.
They
yep.
play at TD Gardens and you're like, you could probably throw that out there at the rink, but I don't know that.
No, yeah. Yeah. Let's move on.
I would never call him Marsh, but that is a sick. This guy's just out of control. Look at that. But did he do that weird fake thing?
He was going to do a fake shot, probably go to
and
5
just
hole.
Let it go?
Yeah. Oh. You don't think so?
Oh, that's what he was doing?
Like,
fake,
look.
Fake shot 5 hole? Yeah, of course.
Fake shot 5 hole.
Yeah. Fake shot 5 hole.
Okay. Right.
I mean, you don't think so?
All right.
All right, so Boston again. Boston.
Don't call him the big rig.
Bolts.
Don't call him the big rig.
Tampa Bay Lightning versus Boston Bruins. So. Let me tell you something. This is the way the game used to be played, and it's the way it should still be played. All right? They knew that they needed to turn the heat up. They'd lost 2 in a row or maybe 3 in a row. I think 3 in a row. We got to start the game. We got to get going, boys. And great fight. And I like this Hathaway kid. I like this. He hung in there.
He
did
his best.
That's what you need to do. You hang in there.
A lot of stick taps. God, he's got
relatively the same.
He's got 25 pounds on him. That's a lot.
Yeah, but a good tilt. A good tilt. I love seeing games started this way.
So do you think you guys are going to be able to turn it on? Because like you said, you are slumping right now.
Yeah, we need more from Nick Paul. We need, we just got, yeah, we're fine. We're okay. I will say again, if it's the Leafs in the first round, it's a gift from God.
You think they just kill the Leafs, you're saying?
Yeah. So Colton wanted to fight there.
It's a threat off the puck drop.
Yeah, I like Colton. I like his game. You know, and I don't think that Coop told these guys. Like, I think this is the type of team that knows.
Coop?
Coopy?
I mean, He called me after he won the Stanley Cup.
Right. Cigar. Right. You could call him Coop. You could call him Coop.
That's pretty awesome.
I would say that I can call him Coop.
Okay. Fair enough.
And that's also not egregious.
Right.
None of them are egregious. To call Brad Marchand Marshy is not egregious.
It is egregious.
It's very childish. I can't believe we're still talking about this.
All right, we're moving on. Who do we got here? We got the Ducks.
So it's one of the superstars that we haven't really talked about much. He's kind of flown under the radar this year, but Nathan MacKinnon. I mean, he's right up there with the best in the league.
Stanley Cup champion.
Nice little goal here by him.
And he's heating up. It's just the feet movement, you know? That's the difference. If you want to play in this league.
Ooh.
Yeah, good shot.
It's the movement. You know, you're in a game now where you can't hook and hold. So if you want to move your feet and play a hard game, you're going to get rewarded.
This could be a hot take. I think besides McDavid, maybe best skater in the league. Guy can buzz.
He can definitely buzz. I mean, and he's got the chip, too. Let's face it.
That's a nice shot. Boom, boom, boom. From the stop, two hard steps. I think Doug's here, Dave.
I think Gibbsy probably should have picked that one up, don't you think?
Gibber?
Hey, Gibby.
32 for MacKinnon in a relatively quiet year. He has kind of flown under the radar.
No, 32 in the last 23 games.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on fire.
Ooh, back to...
Back to Boston.
Back to TD Garden.
This happened the other night. Hoffman takes a cross check to the face. This is kind of a hockey IQ, test your knowledge type of thing. Intentional, not intentional.
Okay, but here's what's funny. And I like Hoffman. His girlfriend made... Like, I think she went after some of the other wives on a previous team, and that's what got him traded.
I like it, though.
But he did an Instagram video, and hopefully you'll splice it in, where I think he actually enhanced the blood on his chin.
By the way, I saw that. His face looks fucked up.
Sean's got no belief in my abilities to produce. It's coming right after this.
Hockey IQ, bro. Let's see the IQ.
All right, well, let's roll into it.
Sean, can you imagine Avery back in the day when he was playing, if he were able to go into the get home and jump onto the IG or something?
Oh, right, dude.
God, it was just, it was
like,
better.
Like
better
Pat Beverly. He's a great example.
By the way, that's
a little Tapper Rooney.
What do you think, Sean?
It's a fucking Tapper Rooney.
But it's also not intentional. Like, the stick gives a little leverage right into the teeth.
It was absolutely intentional.
You think he meant to stick him right in the mouth?
He cross-checked him in the face. Yes. What are you talking about?
It elevated up because of the stick.
Yeah, but he hit him in the face with a stick. What are you talking about?
Right. He wanted to cross-check him in the solar plex. Is that what he was doing?
I think he wanted to get him, you know, right.
Okay. He didn't. He caught him in the face.
All right.
You wanted solar plexus? No, he caught him right in the face.
Also, just wanted to get your take. Longest skate in hockey when you get booted from the game.
Where?
Coming out of the penalty box, you get ejected from the game. You got to skate all the way across the ice.
How does that feel, Sean?
How does that feel? Have you had that?
Yeah, I feel shame.
Right?
Is it shameful?
It is.
It depends. Depends.
So I've gotten a 2-game suspension for cross-checking a guy.
What a barbarian!
In the back of the helmet.
What the?
A full, literally intentional cross-check to the face. 1 game.
He rubbed the blood on his chin so that it dried for the effect.
Do you truly believe that?
100%, because if you rewind it and you see the cut...
Well, the cut was very fresh at the time.
It's 3 stitches at most.
Oh, look at that.
It's 3 zips.
You're saying enhanced?
Yes.
I don't know.
Look at the blood dripping down from the right side.
You think he's using sepia filter to make it look brighter?
No,
or are you saying
I think
actually put fake blood on his chin?
I think he didn't clean himself. Because that's crazy.
Is that the hotel room? Maybe after the game?
No, it's home.
Yeah. He's home.
This is atrocious. I mean, I liked this kid. I liked it. I actually might like him even more. This is a wild move.
Because what? Dialing up the injury?
Yeah, he called in the special effects team or just said, you know what? No, I got this.
Maybe the girlfriend came in or the wife or whatever. She's like, let's dial let me touch you up.
He looks like the Joker. Bro. Grab a wet wipe.
Yeah, well, that's what happens when you get hit in the face with a stick. I don't know, man. I'm going to disagree. Let's agree to disagree on that one. What do we got here? Moving on.
Panthers, Rangers, Tkachuk, and Trouba. Trouba nuts him. Again, hockey IQ thing. Intentional, non-intentional.
Nuts him. What does that mean?
What the fuck does nuts him mean?
He fucking takes a stick and nuts him.
It sounds like a spread you put on toast.
Did you learn that in college hockey, bro?
Nuts him?
No, that was Pee-wee.
How do you spell nuts him?
It would be like N-U-T-E-M, Nutem.
Oh, now
no, it's N-U-T-S-E-M.
Nuts, nuts. Sure.
Well, it, I don't agree with the saying
word
at all.
Is it Nutum, or is it because Nutum I can...
Or he nutted them.
He nutted them.
Oh, he did nut them.
Oh, now it's nutted. Nutted them.
Nutum.
I didn't see it. I can...
There's going to be one more, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, here it is. Boom.
It's a penalty.
I mean, what? He maybe he's trying to lift the stick.
Can you pronounce that last name, Sean?
Kachuk. I love Kachuk's tape job. Did you add the Sidney Crosby tape job?
We couldn't find it.
Yeah.
God damn it. All right.
So yeah. I mean.
So we have three terms for that. It's either nutsum, nutum, or nutted.
Nutted them. It's gotta be.
It's not nutted.
Yeah, you nutted them.
You nutted them.
EM at the end. It's not nutsum. Yeah. That doesn't even make any sense. Tarasenko rolling around at their loss, not scoring goals. What is this?
All right, so this is against the Islanders the other night, Blue Jackets, the old the Michigan move.
Oh,
and I just wanted your take on it. At this point, it's become so common that I don't know why
That's pretty uncommon. And by the way, do you know that that happened on the 27th anniversary of the original?
Bill McCault.
I did know that.
I just heard that. But by the way, that was a dagger of a goal because the Islanders needed that game. But,
so here's what I need to do. I need to accept the new reality that we live in that, you know, because guys don't hit, if you did this 10 years or 15 years ago, you're getting fucking steamrolled as you come around the net. You do not have time to do this.
Scott
you're
Stevens getting, is not going to let
no,
you do that.
No, you're dead. You're dead. So, hey, it's the new NHL. It's the new... Look at Holmstrom just like...
I mean, I just wish
what
that
was that stick
happen.
Check?
But you can also see Soroki is almost...
Roki?
Roki, excuse
oh
me.
My
Roki.
Fucking God.
Roki is almost anticipating it. He just doesn't get across the crease fast enough.
But you think Roki sensed the Michigan coming?
100%.
Well, I think they know that guys are trying it.
Guys
by
are
way,
doing
that's
it
a
now.
Good goal, bro. I mean, as painful as that is for me to say, that's a fucking sweet goal.
Yeah. It's a very good goal.
Roki.
Roki.
Oh, my God. Okay. What do we got here?
What we have next?
Yeah, it was a nice play. It was a nice play. Skills coaches. These kids all have skills coaches.
They grew up with skills coaches.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much they practice that.
A lot.
A lot.
All right, so this is Montreal, Buffalo.
This kid's fucking out of his mind, dude. I mean, who is he, first of all?
Who is he?
And
oh my
Tiger Williams.
Tiger Williams.
You know, he didn't have the balls to keep it going.
He didn't ride very long.
Tiger rode.
He rode
that thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was a game winner in the
game
shootout.
Winner in the
shootout. Yeah. Who is this kid with that greasy mustache?
Pizzetta.
Pizzetta.
I've never heard
Zetsy?
Of him.
Zetsy?
Zetsy. Your boy Zetsy.
Wow, that's a... Wow. Yeah, that's a bold...
He looks like a young Feidelberg. Man,
he
he's
look
ugly.
Like a fights.
Fuck
way, fights.
Fuck me. This guy is one ugly dude. Watch this. Let's see him.
I just wonder, does he have that planned? He goes, if I bury this, I'm riding the stick.
By the way, I also had
look
an
at that hair, dude.
I also had an idea
this
for a celebration
like a-
that probably wouldn't go over well.
All right, let's hear it.
You score a goal, you pull your glove off, you skate to center ice, and you take a selfie with your glove. It would be sick.
Ooh,
ah, nice.
Ooh, creative.
Right? Nice. You did
like
a selfie at center ice?
I like it.
With the glove?
Nice.
All right, this is the last thing we have before we roll into Rinkside with Michael.
Ooh,
we saw it earlier in the clip for Pasta's 50th. The Hartford Whaler jerseys. One of the best jerseys in sports, in my opinion. And I more so put it in because Brass Bonanza. Brass Bonanza, best song ever. Any take?
I don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
You've never heard Brass Bonanza, the Hartford Whalers song?
I have not. Do you know that the Hartford Whalers are the reason why ESPN exists?
That I didn't know.
I did not know that.
So the guy that lived in Bristol was a Whalers fan, couldn't get a signal, put a big satellite in his yard to get Whalers games, and that became ESPN.
Get the fuck out of here.
True story. And if you want to check that, like you did the playoff beard, you'll also realize, I'm glad you guys are on board with believing my, I don't make up stats.
I will say, Scotty, you're out of your mind, okay? Because right. If I compare the Hartford Whalers jersey to, let's say, the Winged Wheel in Detroit, or what do you call that stupid thing in Boston?
Spoked Bee.
The Spoked Bee. Or...
The original six have good jerseys.
Yeah, that's right.
I just think that the whale tail is amazing.
The whale tail.
The color scheme, phenomenal.
I had no idea that that's what it actually was. And now I can see the whale tail.
It's a W.
And I didn't know that it was a winged wheel. Either.
A spoked bee?
Spoke. I did not know. Oh,
here we go.
Oh, my goodness.
Best part of the episode.
Still got the same logo. He has not messed with the logo. Let's see what he's got.
And now we go ringside with Michael Larman.
Scotty, I'm breaking down your Boston Bruins. Fastest team in NHL history to 50 wins. Fastest team in NHL history to 100 points. Closing in on another milestone. Trying to get that 62 wins,
well, which I appreciate.
We saw the 95-96 Detroit Red Wings and the 2017-2018 Tampa Bay Lightning, each accomplished. But I will tell you, neither one of those teams, if you remember, won the Stanley Cup. The Boston Bruins are sitting at 57 wins right now with 9 to play. I think it's safe to say that they make that milestone and add to their historic season. If the Florida Panthers happen to make that final playoff spot, yeah, they're going to be doing it with Sergei Bobrovsky, who is also the guy that played the spoiler and beat the Tampa Bay Lightning when the Columbus Blue Jackets swept the Lightning in that 2017-18 season.
Whoa!
Not saying that's what's going to happen. Ooh. Well, it's safe to say that David Pastrnak has had a hell of an offensive season. He's, you know, second in the league in goals.
He's pretty durable, too, in points.
Yeah, hasn't been
he signed his big
games.
Ticket this year.
I think,
what
Michael's saying here is that,
you know, one of the
Boston
most stylish personas in the entire
Bobrovsky
game, whether we're talking about his wardrobe or if we're talking about his interview style. It's must-watch TV.
Yeah, you are.
And I'm here for it. But you can't mention the Boston Bruins without talking about Patrice Bergeron, the captain.
Yeah.
You know,
notice
he came back, signed a team-friendly deal at $2.5 million a year.
He's
got incentives to make another $2.5 million.
He respects the game.
You know, he's one of the best face-off men in the history of the game.
Respect the segment, Sean.
You know, you got him for $2.5 million. David Krejci comes back from the Czech Republic, you know, after taking a season off, and comes back, and he's the second line center at $1 million a year. Name another team that has $3.5 million total wrapped up in their top two centers. It's clear that the Boston Bruins are in a win now situation. I mean, if you look at their draft picks, they don't have a first or a second this year. They don't have a first round pick next year. They've leveraged a lot of their future to win now. But if that doesn't happen this year, they're in deep trouble. Look at how many expiring contracts the Boston Bruins have coming into this offseason. Now, they've made big additions with Dmitry Orlov, you know, with Tyler Bertuzzi.
I don't have anyone I dislike, though. I love everyone in the league. All the guys I hated are now on
are now on what?
You know, with Hathaway, who had a great tilt with Patty Maroon the other night. Team's also expecting Taylor Hall, Nick Foligno back from the IR. Jim Montgomery's in his first season with the Boston Bruins.
Who's that?
And is having this monumental
season.
That's
the head coach.
Pretty remarkable.
Yeah,
I think he's probably leaned on the veterans
a
lot.
Every once in
a
while.
By the way, throw a suit on. Why did you catch this shot?
It's the Winter Classic.
No, he didn't disturb that. He didn't mess that up, which, you know, I guess you only really talk about it when guys mess it up, but he's kept it together.
He is a great
They've
coach.
Had a great season.
Clearly.
And I think he's got to be the front runner for the Jack Adams this year. And since I haven't talked about the Boston goalies, figure I might as well talk about the goalie coach.
That's Bob Esenza.
Bob Esenza.
The goalie coach.
He had 12 years in the NHL.
I was going to say, that guy looks old.
I think
old
he's entering
for
his 16th season with the Boston Bruins as their goalie
What's
coach.
He doing in gear?
Why is
all
wearing
those great Tuukka Rask years.
He probably had
and
put
now
the
with
gear
these two
on
young guys.
Got hurt.
But the goalie coach.
A lot of consistency from Bob Esenza.
In gear?
Former
no.
Winnipeg
no,
Jet. Former
somebody probably got
Wayne
hurt
Comet.
And they said, well, we need a backup.
Rooting
like
for him, definitely.
Random
and
guys every now and then.
In the goal crease in Boston.
Oh, I'm not a goalie,
it's hard to take
would
a swipe at the Boston Bruins. I mean, from Cam Neely and GM Don Sweeney,
why not?
They've
why
put
not
an amazing
absolutely
team
ridiculous
on the ice.
You know everybody's
they've
nickname.
Made big moves.
Good communication
it's,
back there.
It's a cup or bust for Boston.
Larmsy.
And I don't know.
Larmy.
I'm going to stick with the Rangers. Anyway.
Attaboy.
What do you call
him?
Ooh.
Wilson.
No, there are no boundaries.
No.
There are no
he
boundaries.
He does not miss a beat.
He does not. I will say, I think the logo's still a little busy. I'm not seeing.
Look at the glow stick. Fish is coming here, Hollywood Bowl. You're coming with me.
Oh, boy.
So it's funny. At the end, I wanted to put in a fish thing as like outside the rink, and Michael beat me to it.
He beat you to it.
I wanted to see like what your jam Fest is like what you do at concerts.
Oh, I can jam, bro.
All right, maybe we'll do that next episode.
Yeah, all right.
By the way, we should go to the Fest show. God, that'd be crazy. Amazing. That'd be intense.
Yeah.
That'd be Hollywood Bowl's great.
And by the way, Trey is a diehard fan of what team?
Montreal Canadiens?
No.
Ranger fan, right?
He's a Philadelphia Flyer fan at heart. Because he's from Philly.
Okay.
He's a Jersey, you know, there's that Jersey connection. Trey is a legit hockey fan. I have a great picture of Trey with Trey.
He's from the same town in Vermont that I'm from.
I know.
Or not from, but
that's
Richmond,
where they,
Vermont.
That's
in,
where
th- in closing on the nicknames, I would say this. Now that I think about it, I do call Loople Loops. Why? Because he's my friend, and that's what people call him.
Okay.
Same way he calls me Cons. Shane O'Brien, I do call him Obi because that's what his name is. So I think it does come down to the relationship. Uppy. I mean, the list goes on.
And in all seriousness, never would I walk up to Kaner and go, "What's up, Kaner?" I just would never do it.
But what's interesting,
like what you said, but when I'm watching a game and I'm excited about a goal he has, yes, I might drop a Kaner or a Marshy.
Well, just
in
put
the
your
privacy
governor
of
on.
My
get yourself governor on that. It's interesting though because you only refer to me as Sean.
Yeah, I mean, what am I going to call you, pup?
Well, you just
Pupsy?
Learned about that. But
I mean, like, I'll call you Aves once in a while.
Yeah, you drop Aves every now and then.
So that would be the transformation. Avery would be
Aves. Yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can cool call that? Me that. We're
Aves,
friends.
Avez. Can I call you Avez?
Should have been a quicker shift.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. You know what, Scotty? It's funny. Scotty doesn't call me Cons. He calls me Consy.
That's weird. It's an extra
syllable. But I
also
don't say Consy all that much.
Right.
Every now and then. I'm being facetious the most of the time. Before we sign off, you can watch Michael's segments without us talking on YouTube now. So if you want the clean Michael segment,
really,
find it on
get the information.
Correct. You can find it on the Action Park Media YouTube channel. And we're on TikTok and Instagram, Quick Shift Pod. No audio yet. Watch it on YouTube.
That's it. Sean, take us home. Should have been a quicker shift.
Shifty?
Quick shifty.
We'll see you next week.